Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Bessie Smith, have a barn dance, commemorate the sinking of Titanic, run a marathon, and listen to this past week in recording history. Inspired by the first modern-day marathon competition in the 1896 Summer Olympics, John Graham, a member of the Boston Athletic Association, organized a marathon in the Boston area. On April 19, 1897, the first Boston Marathon, the world's oldest annual marathon, was run with John J. McDermott, covering the 24.5-mile course in 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 10 seconds. Since 1908, every Olympic marathon, and since 1927, every Boston marathon, has been a distance of 26 miles, 385 yards. So here to commemorate the Boston Marathon is a set of rapidly rotating records about running, beginning with Andy Sanella and his Pennzoil Orchestra.
Running between the raindrops to you. Running between the raindrops as I did when a kid held her skelter. Running between the raindrops to you. I could always wait in hallways till the showers pass, but how do I know how long it may last? So I go on running between the raindrops, hoping to save a few precious moments, running between the raindrops to you.
Oh, I've been running and running and running round trees. Oh, there's a lion escaped.
Lion escaped? Which way did it go?
Well, you don't think I'm chasing it, do you?
Everybody ought to take a little exercise to keep them fit and well. Get out in the country for a little breath of air and how your lungs will swell. but to feel what I call fine, try this game of mine. Running round the trees, it's lovely, running round the trees, it's lovely. Adam used to do it, I believe, playing Bob's your uncle with the girlfriend Eve. Running round the trees, it's lovely, makes you feel so gay. When the dogs don't bite, their chippy light is running round the trees all day.
The original Indiana 5, recording for the Harmony label on January 13, 1926, and Running After You, written by Howard Johnson and Irving Bebo. The original Indiana 5 was formed before 1923 by Johnny Sylvester and was a working band and also appeared on radio. By the time the group broke up in 1929, they had recorded more than 110 issued sides. Despite the name, they had little, if anything, to do with Indiana, and the name was likely chosen to cash in on the popularity of groups such as the original Memphis Five, the Georgia Five, and others. Before the OI5, it was Ray Noble's New Mayfair Orchestra with Leslie Cerrone, who was Running Around the Trees. We began that marathon set of songs with Andy Sinella and his Pennzoil Orchestra and Running Between the Raindrops. Running Between the Raindrops was composed by Carol Gibbons with the lyrics by James Dianforth. Chick Bullock was the vocalist on that February 18, 1931 recording on the Perfect label. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, April 19th, marked the debut in 1924 on WLS Radio in Chicago of the Chicago Barn Dance. It was the first country music show on radio predating the Grand Ole Opry, which began in 1925 on WSM in Nashville. WLS stood for World's Largest Store, since the radio station was owned by Sears Roebuck & Company. Chicago Barn Dance changed its name to National Barn Dance, and in 1932 was airing on the NBC Blue Network. The show ran on WLS into the late 1950s. So here to commemorate the National Barn Dance are some rapidly rotating records about barns, beginning with Radio Mac.
Can I sleep in your barn tonight, mister? For the weather is not so warm. And I just thought I'd drop in and ask you, oh, please, can I sleep in your barn? I have no matches upon me for a smoke. I have no desire, and if I sleep in your barn tonight, mister, I'll not set the hay on fire. Oh, my pappy, he left me his money, and he left me the old mountain farm, but I wandered away to city, and I'd sure like to sleep in your barn. In the stocks I soon put all my money, smoke cigars just as long as your arm. Had a house and a big automobile, now I'd sure like to sleep in your barn. When the stock market took all my money, my pretty young wife ran away with a slick-headed saxophone player that worked in a gay cabaret. And last week he wrote me a letter to my home upon me. I will not do your cows any harm, but now that you've heard my sad story, oh, please, can I sleep in your barn? No.
Girl! barnyard.
Don Bester and his orchestra, May 24th, 1934, with In a Little Red Barn on a Farm Down in Indiana, written by Joe Young, Gene Schwartz, and Milton Ager. The vocalist there was Neil Buckley. Before Don Bester making some oblique musical references to Turkey in the Straw, we had some real vintage mountain hillbilly music with G.B. Grayson and Henry Witter and Barnyard Serenade, recorded by Victor in New York on August 1st, 1928. The G.B. and G.B. Grayson stood for Gilliam Banman, and Grayson was born in Ashe County, North Carolina. He made his early living as a minstrel, traveling through mountain towns, playing fiddle and singing at fairs and dances. He settled near the Tennessee-Virginia border, and in 1927 met guitarist and singer Henry Witter at a fiddler's convention in Mountain City, Tennessee. They teamed up, and Witter soon got them recording contracts with Jeanette and Victor. They sang together for 3 years and recorded 40 sides until Grayson was killed in a car accident in August of 1930. Witter continued to sing and record until his death from diabetes in 1941. We began that barn set with Harry McClintock, better known as Haywire Mac, but in this case as Radio Mac, with Mac's Haywire Orchestry, yes, Orchestry, and Can I Sleep in Your Barn? That was recorded by Victor on December 13, 1929. The band all had nicknames, including Asa Ace Wright, Walter Chief Woodall, Cecil Rowdy Wright, and Cleo Shannon, known as Doc. Banjo player Jerry Richard, however, is listed simply as Jerry Richard. This is titled and sung as Can I Sleep in Your Barn, but virtually every other recording that I found, and there are lots of them, has the song as May I Sleep in Your Barn. Obviously, Harry McClintock wasn't an English major.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, April 15th, marked the sinking in 1912 at 2:27 a.m. of the unsinkable luxury liner Titanic. The largest passenger vessel in the world at the time went under off the coast of Newfoundland 2.5 hours after striking an iceberg on its maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City. 1,517 lives were lost, but there were more than 700 survivors. There are a number of songs about the tragedy, and although Titanic sank in 1912, curiously, the records are all from the mid-20s. Here are three of them.
The Titanic, the greatest ship ever known, making its first sails across the sea. Everybody's loaded up and waving their glad hands goodbye. Captain Smith said, howdy, machinery, all right. How's your compass setting dead on New York? Keep it trucking on down. Let's go right on down up high. Roll it over, whistle went right on down. And dancing, having a big time on the lower deck. Now you're right, but don't get it wrong. Get that girl and promenade on. Good morning, baby. Hello, now I'm gone, dude. Captain Smith said, we'll make a world record out of this ship. We'll make it to New York about 2.5 days or 3 days ahead of time. How the machinery now, all right? How's your compass? All right. Keep her clucking on down. Let go right on down the pipe. Load his door, whistle right on down. Everybody's still having a big time. Now you're right, if you don't get wrong. Get that girl with the red dress on. Good morning, babe. Hello now. Got a message that's foggy on the sea. Couldn't see how to travel. All boats are tied up. Otherwise, it's an iceberg from the North Pole. Biggest it ever was known. About a mile square. Impossible for any ships to run. Captain Smith said, don't mind the fog on the sea. We've got the strongest dynamite headlight ever was known. Otherwise, the ship is on sinkable. Plow through all icebergs. Now, how's your machinery? All right. How's your compass still on New York? Keep her clucking on down. Let go right on down the pike. Load his old whistle right on down the pike. they're still having a big time. Now you're right, but don't get wrong. Get that girl and go right on. Good morning, baby. Hello. Titanic port hit the iceberg, 20 miles to pass the light out, just to hear the music on the lower deck.
On the Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, play Titanic and the really rock. Children singing and crying, guess I'm going to die.
On one Monday morning, just about 1 o'clock, when the great Titanic began to reel and rock, then the people began to cry, saying, Lord, we're gonna die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When they built the great Titanic, they said, what could they do? They said they'd built a ship that water could not go through. But God with his mighty hand showed the world it could not stand. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When they heard the signal ring, they were headed for the shore. The rich folks, they declared they wouldn't ride with the poor. So they sent the poor below. They were cursed and had to go. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. When the people on the ship were a long ways from home, with the people all around them, didn't know that time had come. But death came riding by, 1600 had to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down.
Marion Tri Slaughter II, better known as Vernon Dalhart, one of the most prolific and popular artists of the acoustic and early electrical era, and the sinking of the Titanic. That recording was made by Columbia on June 4, 1925, with Carson Robison on guitar. Before Vernon Dalhart, we heard William and Versie Smith from a 1927 Paramount 78 and When That Great Ship Went Down. We began that Titanic set with Frank Hutchinson and The Last Scene of the Titanic, also from 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, April 15th, marked the birth in 1894 of one of the greatest of the classic blues singers of the 20s, Bessie Smith. She started out as a street musician in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and in 1912 joined a traveling show featuring Ma and Pa Rainey. Ma Rainey and Smith developed a friendship, with Rainey becoming Smith's mentor, and Bessie stayed with that show until 1915, when she joined the Theater Owners Booking Association vaudeville circuit and built up her own following on the East Coast and in the South. By the early 20s, she was one of the most popular blues singers in vaudeville, and in 1923 she made her recording debut on Columbia with Gulf Coast Blues and Downhearted Blues, accompanied by pianist Clarence Williams. Throughout the 1920s, she also recorded with the likes of Fletcher Henderson, James P. Johnson, Coleman Hawkins, Don Redman, and Louis Armstrong. Although she was one of the biggest African-American stars of the 20s and was popular with both whites and African-Americans, her classic blues style went out of style by the early 30s, and in 1933 she recorded for the last time. She died in a tragic car wreck in 1937. Here's Bessie Smith.
Sweet mama whisper in your ear, I'm wild about that thing. It makes me laugh and sing. Give it to me, papa, I'm wild about that thing. Do it easy, honey, don't get rough. From you, papa, I can't get enough. I'm wild about that thing. Joy it always bring. Everybody knows it. I'm wild about that thing. Please don't hold it, baby, when I cry. Give me every bit of it out. while about that thing. Shut a jing, jing, jing. All the time I'm crying, I'm while about that thing. What's the matter, Papa? Please don't stall. Don't you know I love it and I want it all? I'm while about that thing. Just give my bell a ring. You can press my button. I'm wild about that thing. If you want to satisfy my soul, come on and rock me with a study roll. I'm wild about that thing. Gee, I like your ting-a-ling. Kiss me like you mean it. I'm wild about that thing. Come on, turn the lights down low. When you say you're ready, just say let's go. I'm wild about that thing. Come on and make me feel it. I'm wild about that thing. Wild about it when you hold me tight. Let me linger in your arms all night. I'm wild about that thing. My passion's got the flame. Come on, hear me cry. I'm wild about that thing.
Thank you.
will know what it's all about. They'll hear a shot and see you duck, and when the smoke is cleared away, then the band will crawl from behind the stand, and then you'll hear me say, when I get home, I'm gonna change my lock and key. When you get home, you'll find an awful change in me. If I don't change my mind, another thing you will find, that your baby maybe has got another baby on the pole line. You did your stuff, so get yourself another home. I said it long enough, so pack your little trunk and roam. I used to love you once, but you took and made a fool out of me. Oh, when I get home, I'm gonna change this old lock and key. Take off that suit I bought you. Give me that hat and that red vest too. Take off my watch. Give me my ring. I want them shoes and everything. You just got to be the lady's squeeze. Well, let them squeeze you in your BVD. If you say much, I'll shoot them all. I'll shoot them all if I hear you call. Cause when I get home, I'm gonna change my lock and key. When you get home, you'll find a place where home used to be. And if I don't change my mind, another thing you will find, that your baby maybe has got another baby just as good in time. You cheated on me, and that's the thing that made me so. I change that key, I get myself another dough. As far as my concern, you're a gypsy, you're homeless as a flea. Cause when I get home, I'm gonna change my lock and key. Believe me.
We began our tribute to Bessie Smith May 8th, 1929, and Spencer Williams' I'm Wild About That Thing. Next, from May 4th, 1926, we heard Baby Doll, written by Bessie Smith and an H. Webman. I couldn't find out what the H in H. Webman stood for. We finished up with Lock and Key, written by Henry Creamer and James P. Johnson, and recorded by Columbia on April 1st, 1927.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Gus Arnheim and his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra.
Thank you. party about, yell hooray, I'm feeling good, ba-da-da-da-da-da. I want to mingle with hoi polloi, I want to jingle the bells of joy, until I tingle and holler, boy, I'm feeling good. Fiddling my position with stand the hand, saucy my position is all the band, mentally inhibition kept me suppressed. Now I'm normal, quite informal, when I'm in season and in my prime, I want to squeeze in a darn good time, with no good reason and no good rhyme, I'm feeling good.
About you. little lady, I must say adieu to you and your loveliness. Good night, lovely little lady. How it makes me grieve to leave the charms you possess. For when you are gone, my dear, how lonely it seems. But we meet again, my dear, on a pillow of love, neath a blanket of dreams. So farewell, lovely little lady. Let us kiss again and then good night.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Gus Arnheim and his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra and Feelin' Good from April 14, 1928. Gus Arnheim was pianist in Abe Lyman's band until starting his own band and taking a few of Lyman's players with him. That recording was made by OK, which had pioneered field recording trips across the U.S. This trip, in the spring of 1928, had seen sessions in Memphis, San Antonio, and San Francisco before finishing up in Los Angeles. Next, it was Nat Chilcrit and the Victor Orchestra, and one of my favorite records of the entire collection, There's Something Nice About Everyone, But There's Everything Nice About You. I like that song so much, I have the sheet music framed and displayed here in the studio, and I'm looking at a picture of the Gold Dust Babes on the cover right now. Anyway, the vocal duo on that April 19, 1927 recording was Ed Small and Johnny Marvin. But There's Everything Nice About You was written by Arthur Turker, Alfred Bryan, and Pete Wendling. Next, it was DeBroy Summers and his band with Dan Donovan providing the vocal on Goodnight, Lovely Little Lady, recorded by Columbia exactly 74 years ago this very day. We finished up with Al Lynn's Music Masters from an Edison 78 waxed April 14, 1927, and it's a happy old world after all. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.